From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The prosperity of our nation is dependent on the education of our people. Never stop improving yourself. Keep on moving higher and moving up. Never give in, never give up.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Education is the most powerful tool which you can use to change the world, and over 70 residents of Majesty Gardens have elevated their educational status thanks to a tripartite initiative involving the Citizen Security and Justice Program, Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, and the Community Renewal Program of the Planning Institute of Jamaica. 150 participants in the Majesty Gardens Community Development Education Program, ranging from 18 to 60 years old, were selected to receive training in different levels of JFLL's High School Diplomacy Equivalency Program. The community-based initiative aims to build the literacy and numeracy skills of selected residents of the community.
The program development objectives are to elevate the standard of living of the residents of Majesty Gardens, to promote social inclusion through economic and social development of community residents through a wide range of social support programs focusing on neighborhood transformation, youth development, entrepreneurship and microfinancing, conflict resolution.
Special Projects Manager, Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, Janet Allen. The program has positively impacted the lives of the participants, their family members, and fellow residents.
Educational achievements such as this that our graduates are experiencing, it builds self-esteem. Educational enrichment programs such as this is also a platform for sharing of pro-social values, and the social fabric of a community is lifted once you have a group of more educated youngsters.
Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator, Citizen Security and Justice Program, Patrice Tomlinson-Nephew. Of the 80 participants who successfully completed the program, 8 have secured employment and 17 have been successful at the HeartTrust NTA entrance examination, which will pave the way for skills training opportunities. 18-year-old Theodore Fowler, who copped the Highest Achiever Award in the Majesty Gardens Community Development Education Program, says despite losing his home to fire in March 2015, his commitment and dedication helped him to stay the course. He wants to become an entrepreneur in the real estate industry.
This program is important, can help you in any ways, you see, and you will be successful at the end because you have some well-trained teachers and person to help you, and some nice counselors and nice students to get along with.
Jacina Campbell, another graduate of the program, says the time and money invested in the initiative was worth it.
Life in the ghetto is not easy, but life in the ghetto can change. You may not live uptown, but you are something important, something meaningful, something worthwhile. You are a person with the ability to make a change. A change in your lives and a change in your community.
Through this literacy renaissance, the graduates from Majesty Gardens, through hard work and determination, are in a better position to help make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. That's it for this week's program. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.